In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, and for a scripture reading today we have sections from Colossians and Luke, and for readings from the lives of the saints we have Prophet Obadiah, Martyr Barlaam of Caesarea and Cappadocia, and the Venerable Barlaam, Abbot of the Kiev Near Caves. Starting with Colossians, chapter 2, verse 20 through chapter 3, verse 3. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. On to Luke, chapter 17, verses 26 through 37. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop, and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken, and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken, and the other left. Two men will be in the field. The one will be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said to him, Where, Lord? So he said to them, Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. That's it for scripture reading. On to our first saint, Prophet Obadiah, or Abdiah. The holy prophet Obadiah is the fourth of the 12 minor prophets, and he lived during the 9th century BC. He was from the village of Beth-Aram near Shechem, and he served as steward of the impious Israelite king Ahab. In those days, the whole of Israel had turned away from the true God and begun to offer sacrifice to Baal. But Obadiah faithfully served the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in secret. When Ahab's wife, the impious and dissolute Jezebel, hunted down all the prophets of the Lord because of her quarrel with the prophet Elias, Obadiah gave them shelter and food. That's from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 3, or 3 Kings in the other version. Ahab's successor, King Ahaziah, sent three detachments of soldiers to arrest the holy prophet Elias. One of these detachments was headed by the holy prophet Obadiah. Through the prayer of the prophet Elias, two of the detachments were consumed by heavenly fire, but Obadiah and his detachment were spared by the Lord. From that moment, Obadiah resigned from military service and became a follower of the prophet Elias. Afterward, he himself received the gift of prophecy. The God-inspired work of the prophet Obadiah is the fourth of the books of the 12 minor prophets in the Bible, and contains predictions about the future salvation of the Gentiles, and that the Savior would come forth from Sion. The holy prophet Obadiah, whose name means servant or worshipper of the Lord, was buried in Samaria. In iconography, the prophet Obadiah is depicted as a gray-haired old man with a rounded beard. His scroll reads, "In that day, saith the Lord, I shall destroy the wise men out of Idumea." That's Obadiah 8. On to Martyr Barlaam of Caesarea in Cappadocia. The holy martyr Barlaam lived in Antioch of Syria. During Diocletian's persecution against Christians, the aged Saint Barlaam was arrested and brought to trial, where he confessed himself a Christian. The judge, wanting to compel the saint to renounce Christ, ordered that Saint Barlaam be brought to the pagan altar. His right hand was placed over it, and a red-hot censer burning with incense was put into his hand. The torturer thought that a physically weak old man could not endure the pain and would drop it on the altar. In this way, he would involuntarily be offering sacrifice to the idol. However, the saint held on to the censer until his hand fell off. After this, the holy martyr Barlaam surrendered his soul to the Lord. Today, it's a fairly short reading. We have our final saint here, Venerable Barlaam, Abbot of the Kiev Near Caves. Saint Barlaam, Igumen of the Kiev Caves, lived during the 11th century at Kiev, and was the son of an illustrious noble. From his youth he yearned for the monastic life, and he went to Saint Anthony of the Caves, who accepted the pious youth, so firmly determined to become a monk, and he bade Saint Nikon to tonsure him. Saint Barlaam's father tried to return him home by force, but finally became convinced that his son would never return to the world, so he gave up. When the number of monks at the caves began to increase, Saint Anthony made Saint Barlaam Igumen, while he himself moved to another cave and again began to live in solitude. Saint Barlaam became the first Igumen of the Kiev Caves Monastery. In the year 1058, after asking Saint Anthony's blessing, Saint Barlaam built a wooden church in honor of the Dormition of the Most Holy Theotokos. Afterwards, Saint Barlaam became Igumen of the newly formed monastery in honor of the great martyr Demetrius. Saint Barlaam twice went on pilgrimage to the holy places in Jerusalem and Constantinople. After he returned from his second journey, he died in the Vladimir Holy Mountain Monastery at Volhynia in 1065, and was buried in accord with his final wishes at the Caves Monastery in the Near Caves. His memory is celebrated September 28th and on the second Sunday of Great Lent. That's our reading for today. Thank you for tuning in. Glory to God for all things, and we will see you tomorrow. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.